Kinship Radio's annual A Day for Women is taking place on Saturday, May 3rd in Mankato. One of our mini sessions that will be offered is Menu Planning by Kinship Radio's Anna Lokensgaard. So what's for dinner, Anna?
Isn't that the question, Doug? Yes. That tends to be what is a stress point for a lot of households. You know, Jesus has many examples in the Bible around food and fellowship and breaking bread together, feed my lambs. But when it comes down to what's for supper, the wheel can fall off. And so I'm hoping
spaghetti
to
again, yeah, you know, something like that.
Yeah. And when mom comes to the table and she's all in a dizzy, then
you want things to be settled down.
Yes.
And,
yes,
and nice and even keel. Now, I know that you'll be talking to a lot of different ladies. So tell us kind of in general what you'll be covering.
I don't think that it's a go big or go home kind of a deal. And there'll be something that every household can take home with them, from a single person all the way to an empty nester like me. Busy moms, for sure. I raised with my husband three kids who were busy in school. And so we know how that supper hour can be.
Is there going to be like planning lessons, maybe cooking for a week or cooking for a month? I hear about those type of scenarios sometimes in some of our programs.
Right. I will give tips on what worked for me and some other suggestions, what might work for some other people. But we're going to attack how to plan. And then by doing so, also save money. And limit the local drive-through as your backup plan. So hopefully eat healthier as well.
Yeah, I'm sure that a lot of people do the quick, you know, meals, that type of thing. But, you know, it's good to eat healthy, like you said, in the end. And, you know, like we had mentioned, there'll be different scenarios. Some ladies are single. Some are moms maybe of three, four, five kids, and some empty nesters. So a little something for everyone. Now, I understand you'll have a handout, too, that you'll maybe give out for people when they leave?
Absolutely. Yep, there will be a place to take some notes, jot down the hints and tips and tricks that you want to try. I personally was somebody who planned 5 weeks at a time, but I wasn't perfect. And sometimes our meals were just grilled cheese and lettuce salad. So, you know, it doesn't have to, we're not talking about steak and baked potatoes every night.
So any final comments you might have, Anna? That
I am so excited to meet the ladies and for the Day of Women. We have been working on this. Of course, we work on it all year round around here.
Once one's over with, the next one starts in the planning stages.
You bet. So it's going to be a beautiful, great day, May 3rd.
Well, we appreciate all your help and appreciate you leading the mini session. We have a number of staff members leading mini sessions at our upcoming Day for Women. So thanks, Anna, for your participation, your time today.
Thanks, Doug.
And if you'd like to find out more about the Kinship Radio Day for Women, you can do so at kinshipradio.org. Registration begins on Monday morning, April 7th.